You know, it's interesting. I mean, I appreciate so much our staff and our kids, what they do every week, and they pull this off. And even as we met to put this together for with Laura and I, and this is what they do, and it's creative and it's fun, and kids walk away with it. And it's sad, quite frankly, that the kids got the answers better than we did. It's true that they do, and they're right engaged with them. And as you see, it took a little longer here because we were doing so much more. But to keep those kids moving, to keep them stimulated, to keep them, and yet to come to the point and to have them have that point, and then to get affirmation from that, and that childlike faith. And I think there's obviously the issue of childlike person is the greatest in the kingdom. But that childlike faith, I think we have to come to the point of, even as adults, it's not a childish faith, but it's a childlike faith. Where it's simply that we believe, that we don't make so much of it, that it gets complicated. But that childlike faith, not a childish faith. And yet our kids, even as they prayed here, even as you see them, our little kids come out of there, our students, and they have. I love as a grandparent, as the kids bring out the things that they're getting from Stars and the things that they remember and the Big City Bucks and all that. Even the toys that they end up buying from their Big City Bucks. The principles of tithing that they come. So some of you got bucks even today. And what would you do with those? What would you do with those bucks? What do the kids do with those bucks? And I think it's interesting because that box that you see on the screen, which is in the back there, is really part of the issue of teaching them right away that that God has an economy and that we need to be giving people, that we need to live outside of ourselves. And it's great to watch the little kids come out of Stars where they could take these bucks and buy things from the store, because they have a great store back there, and they could buy things for themselves, and yet they'll buy things for others, and yet they'll take some of their own money and put it in the Stars box as their tithe. Now, you and I as adults, without the childlike faith, realize, okay, in our minds, this may not be worth a whole lot, but in their mind, they're giving up something. They're sacrificing for what they could have, because they could turn this buck around and give it and make it something that's important to them. And yet they sacrifice that to realize to help others. Part of that others that they do, instead of just getting the money from the store, but part of that is that the Operation Christmas Child, our Stars support compassion. And they have a child that they support. And that was money. So as they give to that box as well, it helps in that whole process, Operation Christmas Child with the shoebox and the boys from compassion that they support. And so what can you do with this bucks you have? I'm going to ask Laura to come on up here. And Laura has done just a wonderful job in helping. There you go. And there's the bucket. There is the bucket. Come on up. You're still mic'd. Okay,
I'm good. Still mic'd.
Thank you most of all for all of this week in and week out and taking our staff and our church and providing really a frontline ministry to people who are coming to our church. We have people, and I love being able to send to Laura cards that I get that will tell some of you here that say, man, we are in your church because our kids love Stars. That is a great, great testimony. Because if their kids are taken care of, then they feel comfortable. And their kids are getting something. It's not just being babysat. They come and they get something from the Word. So thank you. But tell us about how you see, especially with the Big City Bucks, how the kids are using it and what they're learning from it.
Well, most everybody gets, especially parents that have children bring slime home, they get that there's Big City Studios gift shop once a month, which happens to be next week.
Oh, boy.
There's no slime, though, so Amy can relax.
Okay.
So that's the number one thing. We also talk about tithing, which, you know, the things that we start early are going to come back to us even if we spend a little time off the right path.
Right.
And then this is how much has been given already this year for Project Christmas Child, and I mentioned it once. And what I love about this is last year they filled 10 shoeboxes.
Right.
And we could do that because you helped us. You were so generous last year in giving the money so we could ship the boxes. You gave so much that instead of sending the 4 or 5 boxes, I had to go out and buy more stuff with the money you gave us so that we could send 10. Our goal this year is to send 15, and we can do it.
Right. And the kids realize when they give it here, they're giving in essence from the, in their mind, we're filling the boxes. We're filling the box from the stuff that they could buy. So they're, instead of, like we might go to Target, instead of us going to Target, we give it here. Instead of them going to their store, they're putting it here. So I some of you have big city bucks, whether you do or not today. I'm asking us as adults to translate even today, this money here, this money I have in my pocket right here. I'm asking you to translate that into cash or check for our stars. For this issue of sending, we want to send 15, 20 boxes. And it was just a great, because the kids get to see all that. They get to put them all together. They get to be
absolutely
a part of that. And so I'm asking you today, we're going to put this, you want to put it in the back by the
it's
other?
It's going to sit by the Tide
yeah,
box.
We'll go back to the back. But some of you say, hey, I'm going to write a check. This is up and beyond our normal giving. This is going to Stars. It's going to Operation Christmas Child. Anna and all the kids that get involved with that. It's just a fantastic way for them to learn to give. And isn't that what we want our kids to know? That we're not to be selfish. That, man, we need to give. That so often it's hard to get our eyes off ourselves.
Exactly.
And it's so easy to be selfish, yet our kids come to the point of saying, man, I'm going to give and help somebody else.
I did want to point out that the money that's put in here, the big city bucks that's put in here, we split it between the kids. They choose what goes in the boxes. So they have to practice budgeting too, because, you know, it's really easy to want to buy two pairs of socks and not the stuffed animal. But, you know, that stuffed animal is pretty cool.
Yeah. I go the other way around. Let's buy the stuffed animal, forget the socks.
You know, that's amazing, but our kids are really practical. I have kids that'll say, oh, no, we have to put a toothbrush in there.
Because they need that.
Yeah, I mean, they get it, sometimes better than we do.
So, obviously, today we can help by being a part of this, in this process. But, Laura, how are other ways that we can actually help? How we, who viewed this today, how can we help in Big City Studios, in Stars? Give us some of the ways that really, as our church grows and as we go, how can we help?
Well, the number one thing, obviously, is to pray. I mean, I had a lot of people step out of their comfort zone today, and obviously they stepped up brilliantly. I work with the best crew ever. But there's also always more room on our staff, and we have all different levels of positions from button pushers. Literally, I can start an assistant. If you can push page up and page down, you can be a member of the team.
Right.
And then we also have junior stars. My dream would be to have junior stars running both services. Right now, it's only first service.
Yeah, that's a personnel issue.
It is a personnel issue because with junior stars, they need the consistency. So I've been praying, and you know how long I prayed for someone like Melanie to step up. I need someone that's willing to commit to 3 weeks a month to be in there with junior stars.
Junior stars, how old?
Junior stars is like 4 years old through first grade. So it's kind of that bridge time, and it gets them started. It's kind of the preschool.
Yeah, stars. And it helps them when they go to stars to be, so the age span isn't so great.
Oh, incredibly. Yeah. And it also helps them in school, too, because they've already practiced those things like sitting down and singing. And remember when we were in school and we got to sing songs and play games? They get to do
much
that.
Much more age appropriate, age driven. So workers and people that will step up, and they will be stretched. There's no doubt about it.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
being stretched. You're
always.
Being, always here. And our staff. And may I ask, just on the side of the pastor side here, that those of you, I appreciate those of you who are faithful to what you're doing already. And I realize it says we can get easy to get tired in what we're doing, but I appreciate your faithfulness to it. Stay faithful. It makes her job so much easier when you're on the B schedule and you're there and you're doing it and you're ready, you're prepared. It is a great ministry to our students and therefore to the kids and their parents. And so come prepared, be prepared. Look at the lesson, be prepared. Is there anybody in here as an adult that has not seen our Stars room back there? Raise your hand if you've not seen the Stars room. Okay, there's
That's
a couple of you.
Cool.
I want you to, before you leave this service, give somebody a hug, but I want you to walk back there because you're going to see the lights, you're going to see the stage, you're going to see all of the things that are here. Well, they're not there right now because they're here, but you're going to see the whole setup back there, and you need to see it's replicated every week.
It's the last door on the left. Stay away from the first door on the left. That's the prop room, and it looks like a prop room.
A prop room. It looks like a prop room. Go through it. It's also the store. It's where the store takes place.
Which reminds me, that's another way people can help.
Yes.
We have kids that are getting to the point where they're saving up tons of big city bucks. They're getting the concept of saving, which is something we want to encourage. We'd like to have some bigger items for them to purchase, or any items for them to purchase. Right now, we have a wonderful couple that has donated a ton of things from like Oriental Trading Company and that, but the kids love like games, like checkers and chess.
Yeah.
And those sort of things. So if you're out shopping at Target or Walmart or wherever, or you're in the Christian bookstore and you see, oh my gosh, this would be the best CD for a kid, pick it up. I'm grateful for anything. I would be grateful for a stick of gum, and so would the kids.
Yeah, they. It's amazing because one of the things that they've been saving their money up for is that Kids Adventure Bible.
Yeah, and what a joy is that.
Yeah, I mean, they will save, and it's a high-ticket item.
Yeah,
for they
it's
will
20
save
bucks.
And save and save to get a Bible. And it's a Kids Adventure Bible, which is really
cool,
by the way.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
And see the Body Bopper there? That's a $50 item.
Yeah.
And there are two of them. And I know I've got kids eyeballing them.
Yeah, they'll save for it. So you can be a part to donate that. We do have people, you know, that have really graciously donated so much to the store, which helps cover the cost for our church, but as well as create from little gift things that are a buck all the way to the bigger ticket items. So we appreciate that. But most of all, as Laura even said, it's about praying for our stars and beyond praying, because some of you will use that, quite frankly, as an excuse. I'm going to pray for our stars. Well, thank you. God appreciates it, and so do we. Now get off your butt and get involved, okay? So that's just where it comes, okay? I shouldn't say that with kids in the room, huh? I just did.
I don't think they've ever heard that word before.
Probably not. Yeah, exactly. Are you saying that stars? No. So the reality is you say, I can't do it every week, but I can be a part of this. I can be a rotational, because there are levels. Every level can be used.
Every level. Most of my people work once or twice a month.
Yes, and so the more many hands make light work. And so if you can be involved in it, it really just makes it that much easier. So I want to encourage you to stretch. And plus, man, who doesn't love the little children coming out, hugging you, saying thank you and seeing you. And people like Gunda and these guys that wear stupid glasses like Vince and all the stuff that they dress up with. And
those
tutus.
Are smart glasses.
Oh, they're smart glasses. And tutus. You see, you know, somebody's running, Angelina, running around here in tutus and all this stuff. You don't have your hat on. You are the baker.
I did not say a thing.
That was supposed to have a hat on. You said you knew you weren't going to wear the hat. Oh, my. All right. Hey, I hope you enjoyed the issue. Don't miss the point. It's not just an advertisement for stars, because it is that. But we need to have the childlike faith. And what we're doing is we're teaching our kids now to have a childlike faith, to trust in the Lord Jesus. And that's what it's all about, plus all the lessons that go with it. And so as we leave today, man, challenge our hearts to be humble, to be grateful, to walk out with a childlike faith. Would you stand with me? Let's pray. And we're going to just give somebody a hug. And if you haven't seen the Stars Room, go back there. If you want to give, Lord, go on back there and put that by the tithe box back there. But to give to help our Operation Christmas Child, let's pray. Father, just thank you for the emphasis in your word on children and this childlike faith. God, help us to know the difference in our lives between a childlike faith and a childish faith. We as adults can have a childish faith, get upset over little things that stop really our growth and our maturity. But God, help us have a childlike faith that we simply trust and obey, that we will walk with you, that we will talk with you, that we will just believe like a child. So God, I'm thankful for all of our workers, all of those people who are investing in our kids. I'm thankful for these kids. I'm thankful for the lessons they're learning. I'm thankful that that arm of our church is reaching adults to come to our church through their kids. So bless this. Bless them. May many hands rise up to be a part of the service and to the work that we do. For it's in your sons that we pray. Amen. Have a great day. Give somebody a hug. Thank those that you see that were stars, workers here. Go back and see the room.